2 years ago, New York's 19th congressional district was one of the nation's most closely watched races, as first-term Republican John Faso was unseated by Democrat Antonio Delgado. Now, Republican Kyle Vandewater is challenging Delgado in November. Vandewater is a Millbrook resident who is a litigation attorney in Poughkeepsie. The Army veteran responds to protests and rallies that have taken place across the country this year.
I have a number of issues that I'm running on, and one of them is law and order. So I'm going to go to Congress to fund the police, not defund the police. And I am all for the First Amendment. That's why they put it number one, because it's so important for people's voices to be heard. And that's important in our culture and in our nation, but it has to be done peacefully. The rioting and the fighting of the police is unacceptable. So I am for law and order, and I am upset because everywhere I go in New York 19, and there's 11 counties, it's bigger than the state of Rhode Island, I have people that pull me to the side, and every once in a while someone that will even raise their hand when I'm doing questions, and they'll sit there and say that they're scared. And I didn't go over to Afghanistan in the middle of a war zone to come back to my country and have people who say that they're scared not only when they leave their homes, but even when they're in their homes. And we cannot have that because the unrest is creating chaos. So we have to support our law enforcement. I am endorsed by the New York State Police. I have an endorsement coming out by the Dutchess County Sheriff, and I back the blue.
When President Donald Trump was discharged recently from the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center after being treated for COVID-19, he stood on the White House balcony and removed his mask. Vandewater weighs in on this and coronavirus.
Well, first and foremost, we have to get rid of the virus, and the way we're going to do that is probably through a vaccine. That vaccine should never be mandatory, but it should be available. And as far as I'm concerned, I do support federal funding of that vaccine because we have to save people's lives. And I think the federal government has seen what this pandemic has done to the country, and they have a duty to cure it. The other thing that we need to do is we have to fix our healthcare system, because the more healthy people are, the better off they're going to be, God forbid, if something like this should ever happen again. The president, when he stood on the balcony, took off the mask and gave the thumbs up to sit there and try to lead. He wasn't around other people. He was outdoors, and he was trying to let everybody know that the president of the United States, the leader of the free world, was okay.
Vandewater, like many Republicans, wants to scrap the Affordable Care Act. President Trump says he has a better health care plan than the ACA, but no details have been released. Vandewater is the father of triplets and a son. He speaks about his daughter and her medical challenges.
She is the epitome of a pre-existing condition because she was born with what she has to fight for some time. She's had over 30 surgeries. And I want you to know it is a complete falsity put out by the left that we would eliminate pre-existing conditions. I haven't heard one Republican at the federal level ever suggest that. In fact, we're going to make that the law of the land. And that's the only aspect of the ACA that would remain. The rest of it will get phased out. And it's got to be a phase out because people need to feel comfortable that they're still going to be covered throughout that phase out into a new system, which would force insurance companies and prescription companies who have literally taken advantage of the American people. Now they have to compete in a free market, which they've never done before. And what we're going to also do, which the president has pushed, is lower prescription drugs. And it's something that my mother made me promise that I would run on, and I will. I will keep that promise to my mom. And that is, she showed me what the price of one pill was for some of the medication that she has to pay for through her copay. And it's ridiculous. If she could get that same pill from Canada for one-tenth of the price, she should be able to do that. And as far as I'm concerned, what that will end up doing is opening up the market and let the prescription drug companies know, the big pharma companies know, when you deal with capitalism, you're going to have to lower your prices so that you can compete. Otherwise, we've got to go elsewhere.
The Cook Political Report recently rated the 19th congressional district as likely Democratic, while Inside Elections has the race as solid Democratic. Delgado, prior to the pandemic, held regular town halls as promised during his campaign. Vandewater says with the easing of COVID-19 restrictions, he's been back on the campaign trail in person.
And what I try to do is I go to people and we hold events outside. Now, I understand in the wintertime that's going to be a little bit difficult. And that's when I think we need to utilize technology. But I go to the people and I promise the people, I am your congressman as the people's person. I am the everyman. I do not come from money. I am just like you. There have been times in my life where I've had to sit down at the breakfast table on a Sunday with my spouse, and we have had to go over the bills and how are we going to pay them. Just because I'm a lawyer doesn't mean that I have a white collar. My mother was a parochial school teacher. My father worked in a rock quarry. I have a blue collar, and I'm just like you.
Vandewater, who served as a village trustee in Millbrook from 2017 to 2018, would like to see term limits for representatives. He favors changing House terms to 3 years instead of two, with a max of three terms for representatives. And he urges constituents to vote.
And I want you to understand that if you're a Democrat, understand I can talk to you. I do not begrudge Democrats. It is people on the far left that I have an issue with. And I promise you, I'm also for single-issue bills. Too much pork has been added on the bills.
Republican Kyle Vandewater is challenging incumbent Democrat Antonio Delgado. Green Party candidate Steve Greenfield and Libertarian Victoria Alexander are also on the ballot. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.